Good morning. This is Max Sturks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders for our CRP producers. First reminder is about our 2014 mid-contract management requirements, and the second reminder relates to changes in CRP contracts. First reminder, current CRP producers who have practices that require mid-contract management in 2014 should have or shortly will be receiving two performance report forms from the county office. These forms, the FSA 848A and the FSA 848B, are required to be timely completed and returned to the county FSA office by the producer in order for FSA to pay cost share on the mid-contract management for work completed. In addition to the completed forms, producers also need to submit other information to help in the determination of payment. These include invoices, canceled checks, receipts and analysis tags, which document dates of work performed, cost per hour charged for labor, the type of equipment used, the rate of charge for the equipment, and the type and cost of materials used. Timely completion of all paperwork is a requirement of the CRP program. Failure to do so may cause you not to receive your annual CRP payment. Second reminder relating to changes in your contracts. If there's been any changes in CRP, whether due to a change of owner or operator or because land has been sold, producers with an interest in CRP are reminded to stop by the FSA office to complete a successor and interest request for their CRP contract so payments may be timely made to the correct individuals on the CRP contract. If you're a producer with a CRP contract that expired at the end of September 2013 and are considering returning those crop acres to crop production for the 2014 season, remember to stop by and check with NRCS to update your current conservation plan of operation in place for those acres. As producers begin working their land this spring, whether that be dirt work in their drainage areas or removal of trees in areas to gain more land for production, they're reminded that in order to maintain eligibility for USDA programs, they need to stop by the service center and complete an AD 1026 highly erodible land and wetland conservation certification before beginning the work. Next, a few notes about the Farm Storage Facility Loan Program. The Farm Storage Facility Loan Program, FSFL, allows producers of eligible commodities to obtain low-interest financing to build or upgrade farm storage and handling facilities. The maximum principal amount of a loan through FSFL is $500,000. Participants are required to provide a minimum down payment of 15%, with Commodity Credit Corporation, CCC, providing a loan for the remaining 85% of the net cost of the eligible storage facility and permanent drying and handling equipment. Loan terms of 7, 10, or 12 years are available, depending upon the amount of the loan. Interest rates for each term may be different, are based on the rate which CCC borrows from the Treasury Department, and are set at the time of loan approval. The interest rate continues for the life of the loan. Applicants for FSFL must be submitted to the FSA County office that maintains the farm records. An FSFL must be approved before any site preparation or construction can begin. Following commodities are eligible for farm storage facility loans. Corn, grain sorghum, wheat, oats, and barley harvested as whole grain or other than whole grain, hay, soybeans, renewable biomass, honey, and fruits including nuts and vegetables for cold storage facilities. For more information about the FSFL program, contact your local FSA office. Next, are you making changes? Since producers now receive all of their applicable financial benefits electronically using direct deposit, we want to remind you if you have changed or closed accounts, or if your financial institution has changed their name, this may affect the direct deposit of your FSA payments. Contact the FSA County office so we can update our files to continue uninterrupted service. In addition, if you've made any farm ownership changes or operator changes, including organizational changes from an individual to things like a corporation or a trust, call or stop by your local FSA office to ensure we have all the needed information to update our records. Also, please make certain we have your most up-to-date contact information, including phone numbers and addresses, or email if you wish to receive our electronic newsletter, to better ensure we're able to timely communicate with you on our programs. And finally, microloan availability. The Farm Service Agency Microloan Program has been made available to help small and family farming and ranching operations, as well as beginning and socially disadvantaged producers expand their credit. Eligible applicants of the Microloan Program can apply for up to $35,000 to assist in paying initial startup expenses for items like hoop houses to extend their crop growing season. Microloan financing may also be used for essential tools, irrigation, or delivery vehicles, as well as annual expenses such as seed, fertilizer, utilities, land rent, and marketing and distribution expenses. As financing needs increase, applicants may apply for other financing products available through FSA or from a commercial lender under FSA's Guaranteed Loan Program. The microloan application process is simpler and requires less paperwork than traditional operating loans. Managerial experience and loan security has been modified to ensure that small family operations and beginning farmers and ranchers can obtain the credit needed to start and continue their agricultural operation. Current interest rate for microloans is 2%. In addition to microloans, there are several loan programs offered through FSA that provide funding to purchase land, equipment, livestock, feed, seed, and supplies. The funds can be used to construct buildings or make farm improvements. For more information on the microloan program or to apply for other farm loan programs, contact our office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.